بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه، وقال تعالى: وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. The most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. There are many times when we have this desire to change our lives. We become tired of a sinful life. We feel that we have been living a life full of ma'asiyah, dhunub. We have plummeted into an abyss of sin. We need to get out of this hole of sin. So we have these thoughts that come to us regularly, and this intention, this desire, that enough is enough, I need to change my life now, I need to become pious, I need to become close to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to become a good pious servant. Sometimes there are certain occasions, as I mentioned, after Ramadan, perhaps in janaza, that's like a wake-up call for many of us, a very close friend perhaps passed away in an accident or some death, that makes us ponder and reflect for that time. Or sometimes there are occasions when we go for Umrah and Hajj, and we feel now the time has come and I should change my life. Sometimes it's the month of Ramadan, sometimes the day of Eid. Sometimes we go through some sickness or some suffering, some calamity, and then we realize that all this is happening because I'm not obedient to Allah Ta'ala. I need to change my life. But then what stops us after that? After having an intention, what still hinders us, what prevents us from changing and taking that bold step in changing our life? We have this intention, which is excellent. But then there's no follow-up, and it just dies off there. Months go past, years go past, and still we have not changed our lives positively. There's no total reformation in our lives. We sit in the same place, same spot. Years have been past. The same dhikr that we had been making, same amount, we're still making the same tilawat, or we're not making tilawat. Our salat is not in order. Our dealing is not in order. Our heart is still filled with malice, hatred, and kina, buz, adawat. So, what is this that is holding us back? So when we reflect, and when we ponder, and we will then realize and confess that the type of life that we are living, there are certain sins that we have become so accustomed to. In fact, it has become part and parcel of our life. And not just part and parcel of our life, we find it very, very difficult to give up those sins. Perhaps the other sins we are able to give up now. MashaAllah, excellent. But there are certain sins we are still holding on to because we have become very deeply entrenched in those sins, and we gain some type of pleasure and ecstasy and enjoyment in those sins. And to give up those sins, this is very difficult upon the nafs. And ulama and mashayikh have termed this type of bond and connection and love and having this very deep and close attachment to these type of sins as ilful ma'asiyah. In Arabic, ilful means having love for al-ma'asiyah sins. So in other words, it's just not just a person just committed a sin, but he actually is fond of that particular action and misdeed that he is doing in his life. Whether he's taking some substance, some drugs, he just cannot give it up. He gains that enjoyment, and he has that intention, I need to give up this habit. But again, that lazat, that enjoyment he gets in that, he just cannot resist that temptation. He cannot give up that bad habit. Allah forbid, sometimes it is zina, or some illicit relationship, and the person is enjoying it. He realizes, no, I cannot do this anymore. But then something pulls him towards it. The lazzat, that enjoyment that he has got, he has become so connected and attached to that sin that he finds it so difficult. In fact, ulama have mentioned, what is ilful ma'asiyah? They say, the ugliness of that sin has not come out of his heart. And in some cases, when the person goes even more deeper, Allah protect us, Allah forbid, then the person who commits these sins, he becomes brazen when he commits the sins. And very bold. And then he makes those claims, loud claims in public. Whether in social media, whether it's a Facebook or Instagram or whatever it may be. And he says, Amil tu kada wa kada. I committed that sin and that sin. Last night or with my friends or the other day. And he makes it viral himself. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this type of sin which is called, where a person is doing it very, very openly, and is bragging over his sin, this is a very, very serious offense in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very serious, serious. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَ إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ Allah has mentioned, Rasulullah has mentioned, that every ummati of mine will be forgiven for his sins, besides this particular person, that he committed this sin at night. Allah concealed his sin out of his kindness and his mercy. The man spends the night, when Allah concealed the sin, Allah did not expose him. But he himself goes in the morning, he tears this curtain and hijab and parda that Allah concealed him with, and he now openly claims and he tells the people the wrongs he did. So this happens when the person has become so deeply attached and he's fond of that sin. He cannot give it up. It's very hard. You know the story of Layla and Majnoon. Majnoon, Arabic, Urdu also means person who is mad, pagal, crazy. His name was Qais. He was crazy in his love for Layla. Not an ordinary love. He went beyond the limits. And we cannot go into the details. We have mentioned this previously and you have heard it from many ulama. That the level of love that Majnoon had for Layla was such that even the dog that came or went past the gully wherein Layla resided, Majnoon would see that dog and follow that dog even, because it came from the town or the street and gully of my Layla. The only thing he would see and speak about is Layla, Layla, Layla. He was in deep love with, he just wanted to marry her. And Layla was not interested in him. He is deeply, or he is consumed in the sin, his love for Layla. Day and night. His parents become frustrated. They are disappointed, they are angry with him. They try their level best to get him out of this quagmire of this particular illicit relationship or the love that he had for Layla. Father takes him for Hajj. So he makes Hajj and he comes to the Kaaba, Musharrafa. And the father finds his opportune moment now. That Qais, come. Hold the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Ab toba kar li. And the father reminds him and tell him, oh my son, say the following words. Allahumma arihni min hubbi layla. Ya Allah, help me. Oh Allah, you help me and take me out of this love that I have for Layla, this ardent love I have for. Ya Allah, just give me rahat from this now. Take me out of this love. Respected elders and friends, do you know what dua Qais goes and makes? He's holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. He makes tawbah from all sins. But he says, Allahumma zidni fi hubbi Layla. Oh Allah, increase me in the love of Layla. Wa arini wajha bi khairin wa afiyah, and show me her face in a good condition. The father becomes angry with him. You come right here, you made tawbah from all sins. And still you're not giving up this sin. This is what we call ilful ma'asiyah. There's a long poem which Majnoon then recited and couplets to his father, and amongst those couplets where he says that I've made hajj and wallah, I'm making tawbah from all sins. Amma min hawa layla wa tarki ziyarataha yani wa adamu tarki ziyaratiha fa inni la atubu minha. Oh Allah, from all other sins I'm making tawbah, but this love that I have for Layla, am I going to visit her and to see her? I cannot ask you for forgiveness for this. My respected friends and elders. And this is what we are going through in our lives. Perhaps some Layla in our lives, Allah protect us. Perhaps it's some other material possession, some worldly gain, some haram income that is coming and we just cannot give it up. Perhaps it's some drugs that the person is taking. Whatever wrong the person is doing, he's finding it difficult. Why? Because of illful ma'asiyah, he has become so fond of this sin that he cannot give it up. And the second very important point, or the thing that is a barrier, is that the level of iman has become weak. And because of this, the khawf, the fear he ought to have for Allah Rabbul Izzat, is not as much as it should be. So he has some fear of Allah, he knows he is doing wrong, he knows he will be punished, but that is not prodding him on and spurring him on to abandon that sin. That khawf is not as strong as it should be. Allah says, وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear me if you are believers. What is this khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What type of khawf we should have? Ulama explained that this khawf, this fear of Allah should be such that a person doing and committing those sins, he realizes that by me committing these sins, Allah is going to punish me in this world or in the akhirah. Imma fil dunya or fil akhirah. And I will be very severely punished if Allah does not forgive me if I don't make tawbah. So he has this fear. Ulama go even more and they say, what is real khawf is not just shedding some tears, but when a person is able to commit the sin, like we mentioned last week about the three people in the cave who were trapped in the cave, and the one person said, oh Allah, this cousin of mine had given her 120 dinars on condition that she satisfies my desires. I wanted to make zina with her. And I was sitting in that position about to commit zina when she says, ittaqillah, fear Allah. So he had the ability at that moment to commit that zina, but he resisted and he pulled back. That is khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person is able to commit the sin, and for the sake of Allah, the haybat of Allah, the jalal of Allah ta'ala comes to him, he realizes, my Allah is going to become angry. So immediately he abandons the sin. He resists from the temptation and committing the sin. This is khawf. In one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when my banda has khawf of me in the dunya, ammantuhu fil akhirah, I will give him protection on the day of qiyamah. But that person who has aman in the dunya, in other words, he does not care about committing sins and disobeying me, idha amina fid dunya, أَخَفْتُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, I will give him, instill khawf in his heart on the day of Qiyamah. Can you imagine what type of khawf that will be on the day of Qiyamah? The khawf in this dunya is nothing compared to the khawf and fear of the day of Akhirah. When Allah will be so angry on that day, people running to and fro, every person saying, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. People will be worried about their own conditions. On that day, when you are begging for Allah's mercy, and Allah instills in your heart khawf and fear. So having fear for Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in had. And the level of their khawf made them make statements and genuine feelings. They were not just fairy tales, but they were genuine and sincere when they said, how I wish I was a blade of grass that it was just cut and chopped off. How I wish I was a tree that was chopped off and there was no more of me. How I wish I was a hair on the body of a mu'min, out of the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What was it that made Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, such a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dhun Nurain, that even the angels had modesty for him. Such a pious sahabi, but when he would stand by the qabr, he would cry profusely, so much so that his beard would become drenched with his tears. And when he was asked, that you talk about Jannat and Jahannam, you don't cry as much. He says, this qabr is awwalu manzilin min manazil al-akhirah. This is the first station of the stations of the akhirah. If I pass here, then I will pass the remaining stations. And that is why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, somebody asked him, what is taqwa? Explain to us taqwa. And the very first thing he mentioned, he mentioned, al-khawfu min al-jaleel. Having fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. And making amal on the Qur'an, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel. Having contentment with just little. Not being greedy and having lalaj and being desirous of more and more dunya. And he says, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ, and preparing for the day when I will depart from this world, when mort will come. But the first thing he mentioned was, الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ, having genuine fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. My respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, time is against us. We can see how fast, how rapidly time is passing. Before we know it's a weekend and months are going past. We have to sit, remove this fond or very close attachment we have to those certain sins that we are holding on and latching on to, and develop and instill in our hearts genuine khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which mashayikh have said, when that type of khawf, إِذَا سَكَنَ فِي الْقَلْبِ, when it comes into the heart, then أَهْرَقَ شَهَوَاتِهِ, it will actually burn away all the temptations, the evil temptations the person has. Why? Because he has genuine fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He knows, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. He says, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, that person who fears the standing before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and he controls his nafs, he suppresses his nafs, then Jannat is his abode. May Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, grant all of us the tawfiq. It's a common question people always ask. Then I want to change my life. I don't know how to change my life. And months and days go past and nothing happens in his life. He's still the same. Or she is still the same. And these are two main causes where a person has become so consumed and he so soaked into that love for that action, the misdeed, the misconduct that he is perpetrating, and does not have genuine khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this becomes an impediment in him making a total spiritual reformation in his life. So many others have become genuine and sincere, and they have surpassed us. And they were leading a very terrible life previously. But when they became sincere and genuine, and they were determined now, and they detached themselves from those sins, and they had genuine khawf of Khuda, they had genuine khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they moved in that direction towards Allah. And then they exerted themselves in doing all those things that will now please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they got no enjoyment in sins. Now they got enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الدروس الشريف الله صل على لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله هم غنيغاره هم سياكاره يا الله يا الله we have become so entrenched in our sins and vice and evil my Allah Allah تو معافر ما help us to come out of the sins my Allah Ya Allah, give us your true khawf, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Rabb, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafar al-dhunub and satar al-ghuyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzore hum za'if, ya Allah. We promise you many times, my Allah. We make tawbah, but we break the tawbah, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too merciful. Ya Allah, you are kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, ya Allah. Forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, amadan, khata'an, whatever gunas we did, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha. Help us to turn to you now, my Allah. Grant us in your mercy, my Allah. Make us make inabah towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Give us change in our lives, my Allah. Give us sukoon in our lives, my Allah. Salamati in our lives, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Allah, protect us from all type of shurur and fitan, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Because use that rozi correctly, my Allah. Not in haram avenues, my Allah. Ey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Hum bimar hai, ya Allah. Give us complete shifa. So many in hospital at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have underwent operations, my Allah. Some they have not yet been diagnosed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, Tu Rahim hai, Tu Kareem hai, Tu Shafi hai, Ya Allah. Grant all of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially our close relatives, my Allah, our friends, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummat is suffering, my Allah. You are well aware of the condition of the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us become, Ya Allah, make Islam become dominant in the world now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make people enter the fold of Islam in droves, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us display good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us become good righteous servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy of Islam, Ya Allah, they have made fools of themselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are so arrogant, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no word to describe them, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma, Ya Allah. These are Mubarak days of Hajj coming now, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine victory now, my Allah. Allah, you make the hifazat, my Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ghibi nusrat farma. Allah, dushman ko hala kar dijiye, Allah. Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Instill khawf in their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them flee from those areas, my Allah. Ey, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Wherever the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, you remove the suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many brothers and sisters are going for hajj, my Allah. They are so fortunate, my Allah. Grant them a hajj mabroor, maqbool. Make the hajj be easy for them, my Allah. Without any mushabs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect their families when they are leaving their families behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make dua for the ummah and remember us in their duas on the plains of Arafat, my Allah. Allah, and those upon whom hajj is farz, especially, my Allah, and they have as yet not gone for hajj. You create the means, give them the himmat, my Allah, and make them fulfill this obligation that is upon their shoulders, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us maut, Ya Allah, with iman, maut in Madinah Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without in Hisab Kitab. Protect us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal.
Ya Allah, make our children our grandchildren, our progeny become the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, there's so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Age is catching up with them, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of immorality, my Allah. They want to have a happy, pious life, my Allah. You grant them pious, ya Allah, partners, my Allah, and pious and healthy offspring, my Allah. Allah, you accept their du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, all of us have raised our hands. We have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir, we are fuqara, my Allah. Knocking at your door, my Allah. You are kareem, my Allah. You are ghani and hamid, you are independent, my Allah. There is no other door we can tap at, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, because you are the only Allah. You are the only deity worthy of worship. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love it when we beg from you only, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما all those who requested دعاء answer the جائز مراد also سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين